The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, January the 10th. As we always say, it's good to have you with us today. Our first guest came all the way from Hawaii to be with us. Only he came 35 years ago.
That's right.
Hawaii. Dr. ago. Timothy McGarity, welcome to Radio Friends and aloha.
Thank
Timothy.
You.
Good
Thanks
to have
for
you here.
Me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you were born and raised in Hawaii the first 3 or 4 years of your life. And
that's right. I went on a one-way ticket back and haven't left.
You need to go back and visit your hometown. You're here, though, today to talk about Community Montessori Scholarship.
That's right. Thanks for having me. The Community Montessori is a Montessori school for low-income children in the First Ward, and we're going to sponsor a scholarship for it this year.
So how is this working?
It's working out very well, actually. I'm friends with some people on the board, and we took it from my clinic, my practice. We wanted to sponsor. We felt very positive about it and wanted to give them a good sponsorship.
Explain what Montessori School.
Montessori is it's a program for children that it's kind of the kids are self-driven. The teachers follow the Montessori method, and they kind of help the kids along and give them support where needed, but they do a lot of self-driven education.
Mm-hmm. Why did you feel so strongly about this?
My kids went to Montessori schools.
Okay,
yeah,
you've got a vested interest there because
do,
you feel
yeah.
it turned out well.
Turned out well. We have great kids, and so this is something that I thought could help out some of our economically disadvantaged children in Columbia, maybe give them a good head start.
So what are you asking people who are listening to us to do?
Just like us. Like my page. For every like, we'll donate $5. And if we get up to the limit, we'll donate the maximum amount of money.
Okay. How much money are you needing to raise?
$2,500.
A total?
A total of $2,500. And that means we need about 250 more likes.
So when you get that $2,500, what's going to happen?
I'm going to write them a check.
And somebody is?
Someone's going to receive at least half a scholarship this year. And then if it continues to work well, then I want to raise the bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel it's going to work out?
I think it's going to work out very well.
So where do people go to?
Okay, so go to my Facebook page. Just look up Timothy McGarity, LASIK Surgery Columbia, Facebook, and then like my page. But if you want to find out more about the Community Montessori School, then just go to Columbia Community Montessori.
Okay, but when they like you, then you're going to donate money to Montessori.
I'm going to donate $5 for every like.
Okay, and up to $2,500. And if you're going to go over $2,500,
well, we're going to limit it at 500 likes this year. But like I said, if it works out well, and I don't see why it won't, then why not raise the bar
for
the future?
Timothy, thank you so much for
thanks,
coming by.
Thanks
pleasure,
so much.
Yeah. Pleasure meeting you. Community Montessori Scholarship, $2,500.
That's right.
All right. Okay, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Now we turn to Robin Beach Steinhaus and Audie Klein. You came here from Jefferson City, Capital City Players, and you were doing one of the funniest productions that I remember. We're talking about nonsense, by the way. Watching nonsense, I think of it in that same category as before as being funny as Greater Tuna. But with different characters.
And nonsense. There is a whole series of nonsense plays.
Yeah. Audie Klein, you were the director.
That's right.
And Robin Beach Steinhaus, you are one of the nuns in Nonsense.
I am.
Now, if people listening to us are not familiar with what this play is about, describe it.
Well, it is about five nuns who are putting on a show to raise money because, unfortunately, we've had some deaths at the convent. Our cook, Sister Julia, child of God.
She's gone.
She has poisoned several of our members with her cooking. And we are not intentionally, no.
Okay.
We are raising money to bury the sisters.
And the 17 who survived were out playing bingo, as any good Catholic would be doing.
Okay. So you're raising money to bury the sisters who were poisoned by the what's the sister's name?
Sister Julia.
Sister
Child
Julia.
Of God.
All right. She poisoned them by accident.
Yes, by accident.
Now, how are you raising this money to bury them?
By having this show. So the five nuns that have the Mother Superior has chosen are putting on a performance, and people come to see it.
And what kind of show is it?
It's a variety show, so everybody has their own specific talents, specialties that they are performing.
And the reason that they have this dilemma, they had 52 nuns that died.
52 nuns
yes.
had died at the
but
convent?
Just when they thought they had enough money to bury all of them until
well, wait a minute.
Mother
where
Superior.
Are they keeping, where are they keeping
well, the 52? The Mother Superior had enough money to bury all of them until she saw a sale on plasma TVs. And bought a plasma TV, and so now there are four nuns in the freezer, and the health inspector is on his way over, so they have to raise some money quick.
Okay. Now, the script has been updated a little bit because I don't remember when I saw it.
It used to be VCR.
Okay. It wasn't plasma TV.
And they have graciously allowed us to update the play.
Okay. Now, if you're Catholic, when I saw this production, and I'm Catholic, I saw this production, it had to be 20 years ago. It was put on at the Missouri Theater by Michael Bollinger with the Lyceum Theater. It was a Christmas production. And there were three nuns sitting in front of me. And when the production started, I thought, wait a minute, are these sisters going to sit through this entire thing? I was laughing so hard, they were laughing harder than I was.
It is a hilarious
It show. Is. In fact, by the end of the evening, I had been laughing so hard, I was having an asthma attack from the laughter. It is one of the funniest, and if you're Catholic, I think you're going to find it hilarious because there are
Especially
many...
Especially if they went to Catholic schools.
If you went to Catholic school, right. Okay.
But we have five women who are playing a part of the Mother Superior. Then we have the head of the novices, mm-hmm. Sister Hubert. We have...
And your daughter is a novice, right?
She is playing the novices part.
Okay.
And then we have Sister Robert Ann, who is a very streetwise nun.
Okay.
And then Robin is playing Sister Mary Amnesia.
Got it. We're out of time, but if people want to come, you're running when?
We're running January the 16th.
So that's next week. Next mm-hmm. week, January 16th, 17th, 18th.
And then again the following weekend, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th.
Okay.
But also Sunday matinees those right. two weekends.
And
the
you 23rd, get dinner 19th, before, and you 26th. Get dinner before the show starts. What's the phone number to call?
That number is 573-681-9012.
Or the website?
The website is www.capitalcityplayers.com, and you can play for your tickets through PayPal.
Okay. All right. We got it. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Paul.
Happy New Year to you. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan O'Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser.